more than likely it'll be the kid's problem. But the stuff I'm doing now, I have no doubt that either Megan and Dan or Daniel will be happy to have it. So that stuff transfers over fairly well. The radio stuff, not so much. You know, I know my son-in-law is very intrigued by it all. He wants to get his extra just so he can make sure he gets my call before, you know, after I'm gone. And then he says, you know, and that way he can hold it for Max because Max will get his. And I go, yeah, but I've not seen any interest out of them to actually do that. You know, it'd be great. I know Danny's not going to. I mean, and that's my fault. That's not their fault. You know, I never really, you know, had him down in the shack, you know, sitting on my lap talking to Santa Claus or just BSing and all that. It's a hard sell anyhow to the younger generation without me dragging them out to field days and contesting and all those other things. If you're not going to do that, take them out to, you know, when we're doing tower work and antenna work and enjoying the camaraderie of that. You know, since I've never really had them out on any of those things, they don't see the value, you know, they don't see anything. So my son-in-law, as much as he's expressed a real interest in making sure that anyone will make the necessary steps.